Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. For centuries, immigrants and refugees have packed their chests and left their homelands, seeking a new life in America. A musical program that comes to Watertown this weekend offers a look at Norwegian immigrants who journeyed to the United States in the last half of the 1800s and early 1900s. It's called Migrasong, the tunes they carried across the sea. We have some music for you from that today, and we also have guests in the studio. Ryden Horvey is with us.
Hello.
Hi, nice to meet you, Ryden. And vocalist, you sing on this, right?
Yes.
All right. And then also with us, Inger Christine Reber.
Yes.
I'm close.
Yes, very close.
I appreciate that. Inger, let's start with you, and because you're the pianist for this group.
Pianist.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
I have played piano since I was a little girl. I began when I was six, and I was so lucky that I could study professionally first in Norway. I did my both academic university degree in the University of Oslo, and I did a performing study in the Academy of Oslo, and then I went to Hannover in Germany, where I also did my study, and made me study for about 12 years. And after that, I've been so lucky that I've been traveling and working as a freelance pianist, meaning I can work with my own project.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And on the side, I also do composing and arranging. And also a part of Migrasong is that I've arranged these folk tunes for the piano so we can use the piano as the accompanying instrument.
And how do you know each other?
Okay. it's a very funny story because we're both from Voss on the west coast in Norway. It's quite close to Bergen. But our age difference made it so that Ryden stayed abroad when I grew up.
Okay.
Then I left and she moved home. So we didn't actually meet in Voss. And on my first tour to the United States in 2013, I was in Seattle. And I met a Norwegian lady from Bergen, who usually was hostess for the Norwegians that came across to work in the States. And she suddenly tells me, so you're from Voss, do you know Ryden Horvei? And I was like, no. And then she said, well, you have to write her, you have to meet her, because you will really fit together as colleagues. And I went back home and I contacted you first per email, but it actually took us about 3 years before we managed to create a meeting because the schedules never fit. And I think our first cup of coffee lasted for like 6 hours.
That's a good song. Ryden, tell me something about yourself and your background.
I am also from Voss, and I'm educated in the Grieg Academy in Bergen city. And I'm classical trained. But I had a grandma who, she was singing a lot, folk tunes. And I took after that tunes she learned me and use it.
Yeah.
And I've also traveled a lot in all around the country by Rikskonsertene, the concert of Rikskonsertene in Oslo, sent me around and with several programs, from folk tunes to Mozart, I think.
We're going to play a little bit from this program, and the first piece that I have, you might have to say the Norwegian for me, but the English is I've Packed My Chest. Tell me something about this tune.
In Norwegian, it's called Kista Heve Pakka. This is like a song telling about the expectations that the immigrants would have about America, like the American dream. That they would go to America and they would find gold and diamonds and everybody would become a millionaire. Hmm. So it's kind of a joke. And that kind of also, I think, encouraged them to believe that leaving their family behind would actually give them a better future. So it's kind of also a way to survive in this very serious situation of leaving their home country. And
some of the lyrics here in English of the expectations, lords and barons are as plentiful as bums, and dollar princesses hang like apples on a tree. So this wonderful hyperbole, and we'll listen to the two perform this song.
Kisto heve pakka og alle heve takka. Du skal reise over til Amerika. Yes, all right! For hvem kan være heime? Det radle så sleime. Det å gjøre av bli gøy og skrøda vitt. Og breitt grever og baroner gjengs og lassaroner og dollarprinsesser heng som eple på ei grein og godle ligge klumpar for foten så du stumpar og sler deg naseblod på diamant og edelstein ven min spring og fly deg og kom så straks og bli med vi ber du vera her og lukka venta på det dar her må du gå i Møkje til stuvet sur og krøkja. For i Uniten, der er hver fattig fant, millionær! Heisan, jeg kom nu da! Ikke noe å tvile på!
Wonderful stuff. And the program is in Watertown. It's called, you said Migrasong? Okay, I said Migrasong, yeah. But Migrasong. And at the Goss Opera House there, Saturday, May 12th.
No, Redland Art Center.
Redland Art Center. Yeah. Thank you very much. It's at the Redland Art Center in Watertown. And my guest here, Ryden Horvey and Inger Reber. And let's talk about why, Inger, you sort of chose these... the whole program and put it together.
The whole program, it's actually based on almost 2 year study that Ryden has done on historical material, searching for real people, real boats leaving, the real stories. We also use real historical pictures drawn out from Norwegian and American archives. And Ryden has also researched what songs did they bring with them, what did they learn when they came here, what happened with these songs, what was the content of the songs, and what was the purpose of the songs. Mm. And because Ryden is has a position in Norway as a county singer, that means she's hired by a county council on the West Coast, on yearly basis, to do research on folk music, make her own productions, and to educate and do workshops to kind of spread the Norwegian folk music tradition. And she's, I think you're the only one in Norway at the moment having this position. There are only 2.5 position, and it's Ryden singing, and it's a Harding fiddle player. Mm-hmm. And the one in Sogn,
yeah,
is also Hardingfield. Yes, she's the only person.
Why is it so important, Ryden?
I think it's very important to take care of all our heritage music and bring further to the new generation and think about all the stuff and historical
value.
Yes,
yeah,
back behind the songs and. You understand much more of other people.
Right.
Yes.
This next song we'll play is That Day I Forget You Won't Come. And in Norwegian it is?
Den dag kjem aldri at jeg deg glemmer.
That's lovely. Say it again.
Den dag kjem aldri at jeg deg glemmer. For om jeg søver, jeg om deg drømmer. Om natt og dag er du like nær, men best jeg ser deg når mørkt det er.
Oh, thank you. We're not even going to explain it anymore. We'll just play it.
Jeg ser deg når mørkt er.
Listening to Moment in Sound on South Dakota Public Broadcasting today, Ryden Horvey and Inger Reber are with us. Meager Song, the tunes they carried across the sea. This is the program we're talking about this Saturday at the Redland Art Gallery in Watertown. And Inger, as I listen to that one, my family is from Norwegian ancestry. It's music that's important in Norway. It's also important here. Talk about that for the people of this region and why some of this music is so significant for the descendants of these immigrants.
I think at least parts of the song that we have with us, if they're not the first generation living here of Norwegian, but maybe the second or the third, it might be songs or words, tunes that I've heard from their grandparents, maybe parents. And I think the feel of having a root somewhere, a home, a family, and being a part of a bigger community, it's really important. Mm. Yes.
Did you want to add to that?
Yes. that's right. And it was not so... it was by... tungt hjärta,
hard or big heart,
big heart,
heavy heart.
Then they get to America because it perhaps they don't get home again,
right?
And I found some word about that. Tungt är för foten fara. Can you translate?
Heavy it is for the feet to leave.
Yes. Mm. And they bring tungt är för foten fara fra de kjære barna jord.
Yeah, it's very hard to leave the place where you're born.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that's the same as the immigrants who come to our country today. They had a very
heavy heart,
but it's very important to take care of all these people who are coming to us, and listen to them, and open up, and perhaps they can share something with us. Music is an example.
Our next piece we'll play in English, The Lovely Sun Hath Ushered West. In Norwegian,
Se solen skjønne lys og prakt har ført sitt løp til ende.
Se solen skjønne lys og prakt har ført sitt løp til ende. Sei verden har til hvile lagt, tenk sjel hva deg månne hende. Tred hen for himmelens port, kast bekymring bort, la dine øyne hos sinn og Jesu være rettet
Your voice is beautiful.
Thank
Yes. What is this partnership like for you on the piano? And you work so well. There's a synergy. There's a, you know, something really magical happening between the two of you.
I think our collaboration is very special because we are connected on kind of the same wavelength, similar energy, and somehow we read each other very easily. And making music together is about kind of feeling the same way of breathing and the same way of phrasing and kind of have this same feel of intuition of what we want to form. And also I think being from having more or less the same background helps us also connect, of course, musically too. And in this production, it's been very important for us to take these old songs and put them into a new frame. The arrangements is kind of written to make them sound maybe more outstanding, that it's not just like a normal folk song, but that it's like a standing piece in itself that gets a kind of a different value and strengthens the kind of the message of the text. Yeah.
How are audiences responding?
Very, very well.
Yeah.
And they are responding with warm hearts. And they remember their grandparents and great-grandparents when they traveled to U.S. And I telling them a story about their grandmother and grandfather, and just saying the same story, and they're telling me after the concert, and it's very moving.
Right.
I think also because the historical pictures in the background are, they are real and they're so strong, some of the pictures, which makes us also realize that we're only talking about barely 100 years back in time.
Right.
And when you see the difference from how we live today, it's kind of unbelievable to think of the development.
So when you go to the show in Rotterdam, I keep saying Waterton. I don't know what. I've forgotten my English now.
Yes. After speaking this. Norwegian.
I'm ready. I'm ready to learn Norwegian. You'll see images also along with the musical performance.
And so text also.
Yeah. And text.
Yeah.
Is there a recording? Will there be a recording?
It will probably be a recording. We're hoping to make a video of the whole show.
That would be fabulous. Mm. Let's do one more song before we leave, and this is Oleana.
Yes.
Tell me a little something about that very quickly.
Yes. Oleana, it's about our famous pianist.
Violinist.
Ole Bull. He was living here in U.S. And it is a satiric song.
He wanted to create a perfect Norway in the U.S. So he had this big vision about like making everything perfect. But he chose a place to settle that was very hard to cultivate. Mm-hmm. So they weren't able to kind of make anything grow. And then the speculants, they were kind of taking the money away from him. And this dream just crashed and fell apart. And this rumor of the story of Ole Bull went back to Norway and became this song that then crossed back to the U.S. as like a humorous song. And you find it very often sung in U.S. also, both in Norwegian and American. Uh-huh. And I guess very many people are familiar, especially with the chorus, like the refrain, this Ole Oleana,
right?
Ole Oleana.
And now I hate to throw a curveball at you, but somebody is emailing us with a request. If you could sing something, do you know Nidelven? I'm saying it wrong.
Nidelven.
No. That's I know, but
you
I cannot
sing
it.
You can sing a bit of it. Nidelven still, you can.
Well, at least people are listening and they're very engaged by what you're doing. So we're going to close the show. Kara Hetland is up next. And we're going to leave you a little bit with, say it again, Oleana.
Oleana.
Oleana. Oleana.
Anna, ule, 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 Anna. Og brunstekte griser, de løper så flinke, og forespør seg høflig om noen trenger skinke. Ole, ole, Anna, ole, ole, Anna, ole, 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 Anna. Ja, reis til Ole, Anna, der kan du vel leve den fattige. Fikste stumper hend over greve. Ole, ole, Anna, ole, ole, Anna, ole, 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 Anna.